Our health system is profoundly broken. And who better than nurses who are holistically trained to look at a whole patient and how that patient interacts in their community to solve the problems of those communities?
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. When most people picture elected officials, they think of lawyers, business leaders, and career politicians, not nurses. But as nurse Kimberly Gordon, co-founder of Healing Politics, reminds us, nurses bring a unique and urgently needed perspective to public service. In this insight, Kimberly makes the case for why more nurses should run for office and how their presence on school boards, city councils, and in state legislatures could not only transform policy, but improve health.
So if somebody were to say, why nurses? My first question would be, well, why not? I mean, we have lawyers, we have politicians who just keep running for office, and we have business people. Those are the three professions that make up most of our legislatures on the local, state, and national level. But what we don't have is a voice for healthcare. There are physicians and nurses that serve in elected office. There are not enough nurses. Our health system is profoundly broken. And who better than nurses who are holistically trained to look at a whole patient and how that patient interacts in their community to solve the problems of those communities? We understand all of those things because we see them every day. We don't look at a patient as a gallbladder or a heart or a set of damaged lungs. We look at them as this mother of three who is divorced, who is working two jobs to make ends meet, and now has been hospitalized and is going to be released and needs to understand how she's going to find help taking care of her children. Or maybe she lost her home in the time she's been in the hospital. Or, I mean, we see all of these things. It's not just nursing care, it's community care. They're uniquely qualified to run for office and to hold elected office. And it doesn't mean because you work in a hospital that you can't serve in a legislature as well. It's not mutually exclusive. You can do both. There are states that only have a 30-day session, and very few local offices are full-time offices. And we talk about a school nurse in every school. We should have a school nurse on every school board. And what would COVID have looked like, and closing down and reopening and masking and vaccination policy, if we had a nurse on a school board and city council? The closer you get to the citizen, the bigger of a difference you make.
That was Nurse Kimberly Gordon from See You Now, episode 95, Nursing is Political. You can hear that full episode and explore more than 100 stories of nurse-led innovation, including our latest conversation featuring Kimberly Gordon and Lisa Summers from Healing Politics, by subscribing to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.